couple of weeks ago on Fox News Primetime, that's their 7 p.m. Eastern show, Lara Logan, who does a show on their online platform, Fox Nation, compared Dr. Anthony Fauci to Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele, who conducted experiments on prisoners at Auschwitz during World War II. Here's the audio, in case you forgot about this.
And so in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done.
Did you catch too? Logan said, everybody is saying this. Well, name some names. Come on, Lara. You're supposed to be a journalist. Where are your facts and details? Who, what, where, why, when, and how? Come on. Just saying everybody, that doesn't get it done. That's what you say when you have no details. Everybody says it. Everybody does it. Everybody knows it. Now let me take a moment to educate Lara Logan about something she doesn't know, along with the ignorant who are responding to her stupidity with, yeah, yeah, Nazi doctor, fire Fauci. Mengele was known as the Angel of Death. He conducted a huge number of experiments on prisoners, forced insemination, amputation of limbs, unnecessary amputations, removal of organs without anesthesia, sterilization, and, of course, euthanasia. During the Nuremberg trials, prosecutors of Nazi war criminals claimed there were as many as 500,000 victims of medical abuses perpetrated by the Nazis. Going back to Logan for a second, last look, she had averaged about 3 appearances a week on Fox News, in addition to her Fox Nation situation. Now you pretty much just see her on the side of a milk carton. She has vanished. She's still listed as a host on Fox Nation. But as far as her Fox News existence, Lara Logan? Who's Lara Logan? Meanwhile, over on Fox Business, one of their hosts, Liz Claman, went after Logan's comments with some of the history I just shared with you. Liz didn't mention Logan directly by name, but if you know the story, you know exactly who Liz was addressing. Ring about, too, something that happens by people on both sides of the political spectrum, the overuse of the term Nazi. It doesn't prove a point. It waters down the true horrors that Hitler and Mengele and all of his henchmen perpetrate. And to use those horrors in some sort of feeble attempt to make a political point, that just makes you worthy of absolutely zero merit. Lara Logan, mothers who take her path, They should only get a cold shoulder and an admonishment in as public a way as possible, as opposed to what Fox is doing, just hiding her. Let's put Lara in the closet for a while until this blows over, and then we can bring her back out. Here's hoping if Fox News does decide, after the storm blows over, they hope, to bring Lara Logan back onto their news network, that people will remember and remind Fox that they didn't like what she said, her ignorance, and her making trivial the horrors of Joseph Mengele and everything that the Nazis perpetrated. That does not make her worthy of any spot on any platform purporting to be a platform of truth and information.